Okay, today's daf is Bechoros daf Nun Aleph. Bechoros Nun Aleph, and we are on Nun Amabez as we continue here in the eighth parak of Maseches Bechoros with two daf left here to the eighth parak of Bechoros. Really, two daf left to the topics of Bechor, because the last parak will be all about Maaser Behema, and let us get into Bechor more right now. So Chanan Bisha, we'll start with three lines from the bottom as we get into the last story of Chanan Bisha. Remember, we had, really yesterday was a Shas Daf. We spoke about Kesef and Shava Kesef and a number of different areas of payments from the Torah and from the Rabbanan, what type of money is used. Does one need the pure, undiluted silver? Could one use the lower level, the more inferior, the copper-silver mix? And that's what we discussed yesterday, and the different parts of what the Chiddush of the Mishnah was. So last, we'll end with a story, Chanan Bisha, Tokale Lehu Gavar. One time Chanan Bisha was Tokeya in his friend. What does it mean? Tokeya, Rashi here, and in Baba Kama's Tupshatim. Either he hit his friend on the ear, or he blew Tokeya, Toka, into his friend's ear. Either way, Rashi quotes, Avachas Chavir Ba'azno, Lashon Mori, Baba Kama, V'kan Shamati. Interesting. In Baba Kama, I heard my Rabbi give shot here. But here, I had a different shot. Tokeya mamish shetoka mipiv ba'azno. And he was tokeya viraya loloshin mori ba'baba kama. But there sounds more like my Rabbi in Baba Kama. V'kan shamati. And here, I heard, it was more of the sound. Okay. But either way, what's the story? Chanan Bisha did some damage to his friends, Mazik, Chovel, made some noise and embarrassed the friend. Asla Kabe de Rafuna, and Amarle, Havle Paga de Zuza, he says, give him half a Zuz. That's the payment for the Boshes that he committed the crime. Savale Zuz, the problem is he owed him half a Zuz and he had a full Zuz. And the guy didn't have change. So, Havile Zuza, Macha Bahade Dolonafik, and not only did he have a whole Zuz, but he had a whole Zuz that was somewhat difficult to use. It was rubbed out, Dolonafik, right, the Bach takes out the words, because if it wasn't nothing at all, then it wouldn't be really considered money. But if you look in the Bach adds in, that Baal Misni Le Bide Paga de Zuza, Lo Havile, he didn't have the change. So what happens? Back to the Gemara, Takale Achrina Viavi Nile. So he did it another time to him. So now he owes a whole Zuz, and therefore, Shalom Al Yisrael. Not really. But that's what he, said. You don't have any change. Let me just do it again. Right, there are different details of this story that the post could discuss. Look at the Nebuki Yosef. Most of the action here in the Rishonim is in Baba Kama. The Nebuki Yosef here quotes on that Gemara that we learn halacha. Meshamina mehacha shahanizak isle lekabel afili zuzim dolanafki. The nizak has to take zuzim to take the money, even if it's lonafki ela ideatchak, even though it's not the best kind of money. If it's usable, it's usable. Even though the Nizak often has rights, has stronger rights, getting paid with a higher level, superior type of land. But in this case, you see from this Gemara that, you know, he did something wrong, obviously, Chanan Bisha, but he was able to give this money that was only nafak ayideyatchak. Okay, that's why the Gemara is brought here, to show me that you don't need to sell it suri in the types of cases of knasos derabanan, right? And that's what's mentioned here. For the payments daraisa, so you need the fancy type of pure, unadulterated silver, but for the derabanan, how much you need for boshes, and for other payments, then they could use the lower. Obviously, the payment of boshes is daraisa. The payments of Chaval are Daraisa, but the details of the payments are not, right? Nezuk Tzar, Ripu, Sheves, and Moshes, so those are, you know, alluded to in the Torah, as the Psukim describe in Perek HaChovel, and the 8th Perek in Baba Kama, but the details, and that's why the Gemara here is brought as a Raya to that. Good. Shloshim shel Evet, Chamishim shel Ones, v'shel Mafata v'chulu. So getting back to the Mishnah said, other payments that the Torah mentions, again, Knossos. Right, knas is, it's a arbitrary payment. It doesn't go by the value of what occurred. That's why the case of Onis and Mefata, for example. So Gemara says, Hasu lamali atana le resha. Right, but didn't we, learn that? Why do you have the repeat? The resha says, Chabi slab shal batmen bamanat suri, And then we have another. Kulam b'shekel hakodesh b'manatsuri. Right, so what's the extra repeated phrase? Onis u'motzi shemra itzrich. So the chiddush is to emphasize that about onis and motzi shemra. Onis, again, if a man is ma'anis, a woman, he has to pay and marry. And motzi shemra, the case, right, one of the exceptions to the rule of lokim mashalim, as we'll see. Saga that Chabad Akiva looks at b'hushkalim imazuzi ba'alma, even though it doesn't say the word shekel there. So you might say, even though it's a payment da'oraisa, you don't have to pay at higher level. Kamash balan the mail of kayafi me'adadi. We learn, we compare all of these payments to each other through gzeirah shavus, and therefore they also have it in this first category of kulam shekel b'shekel hakodesh b'mana tzuri. Motzi shemra, as we just alluded to, is one of the few mitzvahs in Shas where the Gemara calls it a chiddush. Gemara in Ksubis says motzi shemra chiddushu. What does it mean chiddushu? That's what Tosfos says in at least two places. One is in Yevamos Daf Zayin that davar, everything's a chiddush. What do you mean it's a chiddush? If we wouldn't have had the Torah, then all mitzvahs shimios would be a chiddush. Tzitzis and tefillin, the Gemara never calls that a chiddush. A chiddush, explains Tosfos, is something that goes against the rest of the system of Torah. Davar hasoser es haklal. The Torah has certain rules, and if something goes against those rules, so that's called a chiddush. Motzi shemra, two punishments. Right, that's not common. Usually we have hamotzi b'chaver. Usually we have kilei b'drav minei. Right, there's loke or mishal. Right, loke and not mishalim, or misa and not mishalim. Two different sources in the Torah for kilei b'drav minei. But either way, usually it's only one punishment. But here, motzi shemra has two. The man who is motzi shemra on his wife is loke u'mishalim, or the father, and therefore that is a chiddush. The Gemara says that edim zomim is a chiddush. What's the chiddush? They didn't do anything and they're getting punished. Right? They only tried. Usually for trying to do something, Bezdin would not be mechayev. Edom Zomim is the exception to the rule. Attempted murder is a terrible thing, but you're not going to be chayev misa for that in terms of Jewish law. Right? So that's Edom Zomim, Motzi Shemra, Basar B'chalav. Also, is called a chiddush. Right? A number of items are called a chiddush. Again, not too many, but motzi shemra is one of them. Interesting medrash. The medrash says that medrash compares kaf aleim har kegigis to a ma'anis. Hashem was ma'anis us, the Torah. Right? Hashem forced us. Kaf aleim har kegigis. The Maharal quotes this in the Sefer on Shruis on Torah, where he discusses the Tosfos and Maseches Baba Kama. On Daf Peches, where the Tosfos describes, right, the famous question of why did we need Kafalam Arkegigis once we said Nasa Venishma? Right, we already said, we'll take it. So many answers to that question. The Medrash, Torah Shebachsav versus Torah Shebal Pep. Others, Tosfos says, well, maybe Bnei Yisrael, even though they accepted, maybe they would have retracted once they saw Ha'esh HaGadola. They saw the fire of Har Sinai, so maybe they would have retracted, right? Nasa Venishma, if you remember, was a couple days earlier. That was answering the question of Amlechas Kohen of a Goy Kadosh, Nasa, Nasa Vidishma. So Tosfos says maybe they would have retracted. So many Mepharshim wonder, what does that mean? So if they would have retracted, so then it's not real Kabbalah anyway. So what does it mean that they were forced? Many of them shut in. There must be a lot of depth to that Tosfos. So the Maharal explains, based on this Medrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world on condition, Al Tanai, right, Yom HaShishi, that Bnei Yisrael accept the Torah. So once they accepted the Torah, though, Hashem cannot have the world stay in a, so to speak, subjective, dependent existence that would not be good for the shlemus of the world. Once Bnei Yisrael accepted, and therefore there's going to be Kabbalah, so Torah, Hashem had to cement it. Hashem had to say, okay, you accept the Torah now, and the world exists because you accepted the Torah permanently. Not one day, okay, we accepted it, and now we're going to unaccept. Now we're going to decide not to do it. No, Hashem had to solidify it. And that's the mashal to ones, right? Because by ones, v'losia le'isha le'yichla shachal kol yamav. He's never allowed to divorce her. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, no matter what was going to happen, forevermore, through thick and thin, we would have the Torah, and therefore the world would continue to exist, and Hashem would always have us in the relationship. So that's the mashal of the medrash that the Maharal uses to explain that Tosfos in Shabbos, in Yanim of Shavuos and Kabbalah Satorah. Good. Let's continue. So that's why the added line in the Mishnah says to emphasize Onis and Motzi Shemra, even though it doesn't say the word Shekel there in that context, that's where we use it and learn it. Chutz ben Ashkalim. The Mishnah said that the only halacha exception to the rule that one is allowed to use shava kesef is shekel l'machzis a shekel. Tana chutz min hashkalim u'maiser v'arayon. But we have a brisa that has three exceptions to the rule. We have shkalim and maiser sheni. Maiser sheni needs specially minted coins when I'm podet, when I'm machal the maiser sheni onto money. I have to use special. Rashi says kesef tavua v'lo shava kesef. And v'harayon, right, when I use the money to buy the olas re'ia, right, that's nicknamed with a certain minimum amount of money, it's discussed in the first Mishnah in Chagiga. So those also have to actually have the coins and not, or the silver and not the shava kesef. Shkalim, how do you know all of these three exceptions? Shkalim, the Mishnah says, in the second parak in Shkalim, Mitzarfin Shkalim and Darvonos, Mivnei Masi Aderech. It says, I'm allowed to, after the Gabayim, collect the Shkalim, let's say they want to make it a little lighter, right? So it's a big schlep to take all the Shkalim from all the different towns to Yerushalayim, so they could take the Shkalim and change it into more expensive coins, so they'll have less. It'll be less to carry. So they're allowed to change the Shkalim into Darvonos. What are Darvonos? Rashi says, Zehuvim Tevuim. Right, but you can't, not other gold, but only, again, specially minted gold coins, and they're allowed to do that, because of Masu Yaderech and Meiser, and then Rashi says, V'uadim l'chol shav ha-kesef shem yazol v'nipsa hektesh mafsit. Aval tiva lo zayol. Right, that's what he says, that so it's going to, the tiva, something that wouldn't, get worse over time, then you wouldn't be able to. Okay, Meiser d'chsiv v'tarta kesef biyodecha, v'arayon tani rev Yosef shalo yavi siga la'azara. We don't want siga, something that would, not be the best coins. We don't want that to be brought into the Azara. Maybe it wouldn't be, worth as much money as it used to be, or maybe it, there'd be other sukshash when it comes to bringing money to the base of Mikdash for the carbon olas re'ia. So that is, we want to make sure that that it has the best. And that's why these three are exceptions. One needs the kesef and not the shava kesef. Machzah shekel is a question that is asked by the achronim, in the sugya machzah shekel, Rabbi Kiv Eger. Deals with the question. It is also known as the question of the B'Savim Rosh, right? The fake Chuvas of the Rosh. That it was, for a couple hundred years they thought it was, but, that it was proven by the scholars that it was. But the Rosh, but Rabbi Kiv Eger asked a question in Simit Tes, about women. So women. He has a Chiddush Gadol, where, again, most argue with this, at least for the reason. The Rabbi Kiv Eger says, in Simit Tes, L'chora nira denashim b'turos b'tfilas musaf. Kiva de nashim lo hayu shoklos, ein lahem chelek b'karbanas sibur. V'chein matzasi b'tshuvas b'savim roshim in peites. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that women don't have to daven mosif because they don't take part in the machzah shekel. The machzah shekel produced the karbanas mosif. Davening mosif is keneged the karban mosif. So women are pater from that because women don't have a chelek in karbanos sibur. That is the chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger. And achronim wonder about that. Now, first of all, what about Kohanim? Kohanim also. Right, what about less than 20 years old? According to the Rishonim, they say less than 20, don't give machzis a shekel. Right, what, they're also pater from carbon musaf? Right, obviously there's a independence. There might be a connection, but there must be some uniqueness and separateness from the shekel. Yes, the shekel is used to produce the carbon tzibur, but lav dafka, that's the only. That's only. So the Achron and the Stipler and Mesech HaZvachim and Simen Dalid talks about two elements of the Shkalim, or two elements of the carbon Sibur, I should say. Right? There's the Kapara element of the carbon Sibur, or some of them are not meant to only be Mechaper, right? Credit, let's say. The credit and the connection of the carbon Sibur, and the Chova to supply for the carbon Sibur. Right, that's two different elements. Women, might be included in one and not included in the other. You know, one doesn't have to say. It says the Ristipe. And for, he's answering the question, how would Rabbi Kiva answer the Kasha? What's the difference between the Kohanim and Levim to the Nashim? So you might say the Kohanim and Levim are included in the carbon Sibur somewhat, but not Nashim. But you might have been Machalik to say that women are also have some kind of connection, even though they don't have the level of connection that the men have. But again, that's the disciple here is trying to answer how Rabbi Kiva Eger would answer what's the difference between Kohanim and Levim and nashim. Ava be di divi di betur mishkalim. Tenir the mitzvah hakarvas carbon of sibur. But mitzvah shkalim trey and yonim heim. The chiyuv hakarvas carbon of sibur ramya al kol hatzibur. Ubechlalam gama konim alavim. Ve'ilu yitzu yershash shkalim einam aspikim lo carbon as hatzibur. Vayatzibur niskakim ligvos letzorach mitzvah hatz carbonos. Let's say there wouldn't be enough. Efshar shebezeh ha'im uchuyavim gam konim alavim. The al kol yisrael ram yechiyuv hakarvas carbon as achova. All Jews, they don't have to supply it, but it's also there in the responsibility. The opposite. Even if you have plenty of money, there's still chova akol echal asis matzah shakel kedei shiyah karbet tzibur mimo shelo. Umechiyiv zeh pater rachman es akonim alaviyim ve'in sorach shiyah karbet tzibur mimo monam. Women, he said, maybe are excluded from both. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's how we would be mechalik between the two. So generally, women in carbon musaf is a sugya. The Mishnah Berurah and Kesuvim Kufav quotes a machlokas aposkim about it. But the kameh, there might be potter. The Noda Bihuda says even according to the Shulchan Aruch, they're allowed to daven musaf. Why? Because there's no vitzivanu. Right? He assumes that the based on those we've shown, and that the problem with mitz brachas on mitz asesha zman grama is because of the language of vitzivanu, and they're not vitzivanu. But carbon tchilas musaf doesn't have a vitzivanu, so therefore even the Shulchan Aruch would say that it would be okay, even if they're pturos like some of the achronim, but they would be able to daven if they would want to. Okay, a little bit about machzor shekel. Again, a lot more there. How many mitzvahs it is? Ha'asher lo yarev adal lo yamit. Is it a asay, a los asay? That is a little bit on the shkala. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Ein Podin, Lo Ba'avadim, or Nazala to do the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, even though one could use Shava Kesef, as we said in the Mishnah, back on Memtes Mabez, right? We said one could use Kesef and Bekula Nifte Bekesef of Shava Kesef, but these items are excluded. Ein Podim, Lo Ba'avadim, Velo Bishtaros, Velo Bekarkos, Velo Bekdeshos. These four items, or at least some of them, often go together in terms of various halachas of various areas of halacha, but here they're excluded, right? You can't give a kohen an eved, a shtar. What is a shtar? In this regard, if somebody, Rashi quotes, the shtar here means, im yesh lo shtar chaver beheis loim, right? If I have a shtar that says somebody owes me money, and I give it to the kohen, so then that does not work. Karka or hektish, right? Those four are excluded. Kasav lekohen shehu chayav litei chavesha slayim. If I gave an IOU to the Kohen, not that somebody else owes me, I give an IOU. That, I'll pay you next week. An IOU, chayav litein lo, ubeno eno patui. It doesn't work. We'll see, this is Durabanan. It doesn't work even when you pay. You have to give another five slime, not the five that you owe for the first one. That's a Xera Durabanan, as we'll see. Ubeno eno patui. And their son is not nifte with the first lafiha chabrasa koin litain lo b'matana rashoi. That's why if the koin wants to be machzir the second slime, right? He can, not the first one, right? To get back, he can't give back the first five, and then you'll give those five again, right? But if he wants to give back the extra ones, he can, because that was the one that was original. That was the mitzvah has been complete. And therefore, that he would be able to give back, says the Mishnah. After Rashi's Bikura, why isn't the whole thing a Mechartos? Right? It didn't work. I wanted to give you money for Pidyon HaBen. It didn't work. The whole thing should fall apart. I said, what is it? Specifically, it's like a Hefker Best and Hefker type of halacha. The Rabbanan said, no. You're not allowed to pay it back. You have to give it. It doesn't sound that way. So why don't we just say that it's a Mechartos and start again? And you give it back. I gave you the money. Right, in order to do the pidyon. Shemati makshim, ask the rashi's bikurim. Amai lo havi nesina batos. Halo nasan rak al das sheyoel apidyon. Vikanshi it's tarech liftos shenis midurabanon. Neima da daiti tahachi lo nasan. Right, I wasn't interested. Right, he quotes, there's a shahar mishpat. Right, the shahar mishpat, one of the achronim on choshe mishpat. Heichi deika rak iser durabanon lo havi megatos. So maybe that's what you see from here. Right, it's only Durabana, because Midaraisa, it was good. So you can't say it's a Megatos if on a Torah level it was a good Mecca. Okay, but either way, he gives a different shot. He says, well, there is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Raivin in Isurei Mizbeach. If the Rambam says that if somebody thought that it was mutter to be makdish a balmum to the Mizbeach, that's not called Hektish Betos. That's not called Hektish Betos, because I thought it was mutter to be makdish the balmum. And there the Hektish would work. in the Lishitaso, Torah b'din lo chashiv hektish tos. Okay, but according to the Rambam, that can help. But according to the Rambam, you still have a problem. So he has the following yisod. Lefi ani asayti liyashiv. Dekan ein levatel anasina machbashu nasina betos. Toha ba'alma kinyin betos chozer hatam yishub debakala kinyin be'in in kavan of a ratzon. You know why usually a kinyin betos doesn't work? Because a kinyin requires das and kavana. And if there's a problem with my das and my kavana, so then it's ruined. But vashe'en kein, he has a chiddush. Masha'enkin, Gabi Pidyon Aben, Delo Be'inan Hakna'a, Rak Nisina Greda, Kamo Be'Prias Balchov. This is not a regular Kenyan, it's a Maisa Nisina. Kamo Shekasav Aksos, Reish Mem Gimel Dalad. What's that Aksos? That's the Aksos we mentioned, I think, a couple of days ago. The Aksos discusses there about giving the Pidyon Aben to a Kohen Katan. To a Kohen Katan. The Aksos quotes the Prichadash, who says, yeah, Chadadas Acharis Makna, so it should work. And the Ksos argues with that. Ksos argues with that. Lanias daiti lo shayech b'matonos das acheres makne. Kivon de kaimel on tovas hanoa ino mamon imkain ein lebaylem b'matonos klum veino zocha akoin b'matonos elo laatzmo v'havi lekmo mitzia de ino das acheres makne. When the coin gets it, it's not like you're giving him the coin anything. You owe the coin. It's as if the coin found the money. That's not called an esina from you in a hakron in a normal way. So you would not apply the principle of das acheres makne. Says the Ksos, so I argue on the Pri Chadash. But he says for a different reason he thinks it might work for a katan. Laniyas daiti b'taima dahachmel so the chereshot v'katan yishlam zechiya b'manus kahuna mishum to mamon kohanim v'kfar zachsa bohem atorah l'kohanim v'yimkein afilu koin katanami kmo biyerusha de'isbehu. If you have a katan and his father dies, he gets the Yerusha. V'chi kazachu midithu kazachu. V'chein v'chem islam deben. Kivan dechovu l'kohanim emkein katanami is le'zachiyah. Not that das acheres makne, it's just easier to get into the rishus because it's not a real haknah. So the Bereishis Bikurim here quotes that Ksos. T'manas hakuna lo ba'ina das acheres makne. And therefore, you don't need regular kavana and ratzon. So that's why there's no, it's not shy to talk about mechatos and nesina betos. Mechatos is only when you need a specific das and kavana. But here you don't. You just have to physically get it to the kohen. V'yalkein kan shahol pidyo minatora, or minatora have nesinas ma'anas kahuna, eno mechuyav lahachzir, af shah nesina haya betos. That's one suggestion, then he has another suggestion. Later on, he gets into the sugya of Drabana Daraisis. He goes to Tosfos in Sukkah. On Daf Gimel, if the Rabbanan told you how to do a mitzvah, then you might not even be Yotzi even on the Daraisa level. And what Tosfos says, if you sit in a sukkah that's psul Rabbanan, the language of the Mishnah was, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. You've never been Yotzi the mitzvah of sukkah, even though it's psul Rabbanan. That's the Tosfos in Shas, that everyone, all the Achronim quote, Tosfos in Sukkah, Daf Gimel, that the Rabbanan have the power to knock out, if they tell you how to do a mitzvah Daraisa, and if you don't do it in that way, then you're not even Yotzi on the Daraisa level. Big discussion. So he says, well, what about here then? We should say he's not even nifta on a daraisa level. Once the rabbanan said you shouldn't do this, so then it shouldn't even work on a daraisa level. So that's what he gets into when he discusses, and he gets into the discussion here. Okay, but that's his issue that he brings up in terms of toas. But again, that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says you can't give an IOU. Would not work even when you pay the money. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch also quotes here in Shin Hei, when the Shulchan Aruch discusses the exact types of payments that one is allowed to do. Elu chamisha slam nos on the coin, but kesef or b'shava kesef, b'chol dover sheyirtze. Right, l'chol l'maisa. These five slam, you can give kesef, you give shava kesef. Some people give, I've seen a silver kos used. Mikol dover, as I have to make sure it's worth enough. Mikol dover sheyirtze, chutz v'kar kos v'avadim v'shtaros. Right, except for karka avadim mishdaros, what does the Shulchan Aruch say from hektish? Right, not in this halacha. It doesn't put them all together. Right, it's not the asla maisa. V'im padeu bahem eno padui. And if you try, eno padui. Kasav nes halacha. Kasav lekoin, shu chayev lechamisha slom bishvil pidyo meno, chayev litzlam lo, ubeno eno padui. You have to give it, because you owe. You said you owe. Because on a Torah level, ubeno eno padui, but b'dieved, it is not going to work, as we will see. Good. Nasan lo kli, we'll, that's not us, but maybe we'll get to that, soon. Says the, continuing the Mishnah now, Hamafish pidyon b'no be'avad, if somebody is mafrish pidyon haben and then it gets lost, chayav achriyuso, that he still has to pay. If it gets, if you set it aside, designated in your house, and it never got to the kohen, then you have to give another five. Shenemar v'haya yielach. Right, it has to be to you, Kohanim. So until it gets to you, the Kohanim, so then it's not considered pidyon. Right, we had a machlokas earlier about the other areas of Bechor, about the petach hamor tiftev aseh. Right, if I was mafresh that, right, so is that going to, is that, does that have to go to the Kohen or am I chayav achrayus? So we had a machlokas tanom there, do you compare it to pidyon haben? Right, if you compare it to Pidyon HaBen, then you'd be Chayav Achrayus. Right, that was towards the end of our discussion of Peter Chamor back in the first parak. Let me see if I can find it for a second. And if not, the last Mishnah, Yud Beis Mabeis, the Mishnah said there, Hamafresh Pidyon Peter Chamor Vameis. Right, if the Pidyon, if you're Mafresh, then the animal died. The set died. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Chayavin Bachriyuso, Kechamish Loim Shalben. Right, you're Chayav, because Peter Chamor is compared to Pidyon HaBen. Right, that's the first the Shita Rabbi Eliezer. V'chachamim omrim, ein chayav machriyusa. The Chachamim say, no, you do not compare Peter Chamor to Pidyon HaBen, but Peter Chamor is compared to Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni, if I designated and I lost it, there's no chiv gavra to eat that amount of a fruit, so it got lost. So therefore I wouldn't have to. So that's the machlokas. What do you compare? But again, everybody agrees that by Pidyon HaBen, that's what our Mishnah says. Here, Matisa de Loka Rabbi, our mission is not like Rabbi. Detanya Rabbi Omer b'chol podim b'chor adam chutz min hashtaros. Rabbi says you're allowed to use all the other items on the list, but not shtaros. Not shtaros that he agrees. My time with the Rabbi. Why does Rabbi exclude less? So, as the Gemara has in a number of places, there are different ways to darshan psukim. And here there's a machlokas tanoim. How to darshan these psukim? Do we use klalu prat? Do we use riba umiyet? Two of the different tools. So Rebbe darshins with Reba Umiyet. My time at the Rebbe darsh Reba Umiyute. Uftu yomi ben chodesh tifteh Reba. Be'erkecha kesef chamesha shkalim miyet. Tifteh Reba. Reba Umiyet v'Reba Rebako. So that is always more inclusionary. You include everything. My Rabbi Komili, my miyet shtaros. So shtaros is the only one that is excluded. V'Rabbanan darshi kal uprat. The Rabbanan, our Mishnah darshan kal uprat. Uftuim ben chodesh klal. Be'erkecha kesef chamesha shkalim prat. Tifteh chodesh klal. Kal uprat uklal. Iyatah dan elkeinah prat. Ma prat mefurish dover hamitaltel v'gufo mamon. So you go by a rule. You don't go by everything included except for one thing. You have rules. So everything has to be similar to the rule. Just like the prat is something that is movable. Davar mitalta v'gufa mamon, it inherently is considered money. Avko davar mitalta v'gufa mamon. So too, anything that is mitalta v'gufa mamon, and all these items are excluded. Yasu karkosh in metaltalin, karka is unmovable. Yasu avadim shehukshu likarkos. Avadim hukash likarkos. Again, a huge topic. Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. Gzela and the like. Kinyanim. Yatsu shtaros, avabisha metaltlan ain't gufan mamon. And shtaros are excluded because they're not gufan mamon, right? That is again, an exception to the rule, right? That's why that's burning up a shtar. Let's say there's a shtar that somebody owes me a lot of money, somebody burns it up. That's called garmi. That's not regular mazik, because if somebody damages my money, burns up my money and destroys my money, then that's nezek. But if it's, my shtar, so that's a little indirect. And that's why it's ein gufan mamon, and that's why it would be a case of garmi. There is a question some of the achronim ask that what's the hot that the Gemara has to have a pasuk that shtaros are excluded, and shtar here means that somebody owes me money and I give it to the kohen. So that's not going to work. Shtar milveh de acherim. The Rambam, I think we might have mentioned this even recently. The Rambam has a shita that, when we spoke about Shibat HaNechasim and Shibat HaGuf a couple of days ago, the Rambam's shita is Mechir Shtaros is only Durabanan. You can't sell a shtar on a Daraisa level. Right? Maybe related to what we just said. You can't transfer the Shibat HaGuf. You can transfer the Shibat HaNechasim, but maybe that's only on a Durabanan level. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira. The Rambam says, again, a much-discussed Rambam, Kenyan HaShtaros Kedera Chazos Midevrei Sofrim. Right? Passing over a shtar from somebody owes me money, and I give it, right? That's the sugi of osios niklos b'mesira. Kinyan shtaros kedera chazos b'divrei sofrim. Avol ben haTorah ein harayos niknos el aguf hadavar hakonui bovad. That's the Rambam shita, and that's why the Rambam explains the shita of Shmuel. If somebody sells a shtar chov, it could be mochalit, because really, it was only sold on a drabbanan level. That's the Rambam Shita. So some Achronim ask, like, why do you even need a pasuk to exclude shtaros from pidyon haben? Because you can't even give it on a daraisa level. Right? So what would be the havamina? Okay, that's what some point out. The Ravid here asks, he doesn't like the Shita of the Rabbanan, lo min hashemu zeh, ela mipnei. That's not the reason that you can't, that of Shmuel, that you can be mochel. Ela mipnei shalover omer lelokeach, ani lo shibadzi l'chaz atzmi. No, it's because the lova could say, la bal dram didiat. It could be sold technically, but it seems to be another problem, says the Ravid. Lefichach im kasav lo bishtar chovo, v'hareini mishubet l'cha u'l'chol ha-boim mi-kochacha. If the shtar says in it, that's an afkamina between the Rambam and the Ravid. If it says in the shtar, I'm mishubet to you or to anyone who comes from your strength, eino yachol limchol, mishamachar shtar chovo. You wouldn't be able to be mochel. According to the Rambam, maybe you still would be able to be mochel because the mechira of the shtar is only drabbanan. There's a big discussion in the Achronim. What about banknotes? Or even what about paper money? Right? In most of the world today, they use bills. So is bills, what is that like? So just like instinctually, we know bill is better than a shtar milveh. A shtar milveh is owed money. Bills we use as symbolic money. Right? In the days of old, they used actual silver and gold. But bills are bills, so bills should be better. What about a check? What about using a check for pidyon haben? That's also a discussion. Achronim on the page of the Shulchan Aruch talk about banknotes, right? Because that's nasan chamish lo afil asar kohanim v'chulu. So where's the image? Is fine. Pischei Tshuva here quotes it in Os Zion. Pischei Tshuva discusses ayin tshuvas chasam sofer herech lavar dahani bankinota. Ein lahem din shtaris. It's not a problem of shtar. Shtar is a problem. That's not, banknote is not. Below me boy linyan ribis de kfar hela taz, de gam bishtaris yigay ribis daraisa, el afilu lishar mili mikri gufan mamon. It's called gufan mamon. Right? It's money. Lachain mashbim al tainis banknota. Venosin lahem din shomrim. Vema kesef gamur afilu lakadish bo isha upon the boyakdeshos. Ayin sham. And then he quotes in brackets, and this is what Achronim talk about. Different types of banknotes in history, you know, work differently. You can't just say, oh, banknotes, 500 years ago, people said they work, they work. It says in brackets here, Lok b'chol banknota hadin kain. Rak ba'osam shemachrachim likach osam betashlum al pi dinei d'malchusa. V'yivyor miyas Hashem b'schei shuva l'chosh emishpat simin tzadihei. Ach linyo pidyon b'chor tzarech iyan. De'efshar l'chalik, de'davka b'davar shebein adam l'chaveiro. Afilu pidyon hektish she'enu ela kona migizvar mamali chesronam yesh lomar kol tiva desagi ba'alma abizeres amalchus ala konim ba'mochrim podimbo v'nigra matveh alin yeshua v'shomrim ma she'en kein pidyon she'podim me'akadosh baruch hu v'kasa pidyono b'chamei sloim she'esh lohem chamesh v'chulu. You know, maybe he can be mechalik. Maybe pidyon haben is a more of a religious act. It's not just a between two parties within a financial world, so maybe it wouldn't be so simple. And one step even removed from that is a check, as I just said. Right? That might be even worse. That might be even worse, because obviously that's different. What happens if the question in the Pidyon HaBen Kelchasa, what if the man gave the Kohen a check, and then he went and got money for the check from his bank? So now does it work? Was that like a case of milveh, I owe you, which doesn't work even when you get the money? Or no, this is kind of like giving you with a little bit of a delay. So that's a discussion. That's a discussion. Again, it's definitely better when he gets the money. But again, there's all of these. We don't try not to rely on any of this bizman hazeh, but it's an important discussion in the halacha. Okay, so we have a machlokas here between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Do we darshan with Reba Yumiye? Do we darshan with Klal U Prat? So now the Gemara says, Amalei Rebbe Lemareimar, V'Rebbe Ribu Yumiyite Darish. Does Rebbe darshan Reba Umiyate? Right, the assumption of the question is that if you're a Reba Umiyate man, you use that throughout halacha, and if you're a Klal Uprat man, you use that. But how could Rebbe use Reba Umiyate? V'ha Rebbe Klal Uprat Darsh. Rebbe Darshan's Klal Uprat. We just had this a couple of days ago. Ba Marzeya, in the context of an Eved Nirtza. An Evan Nirza, what do you pierce the ear with? Titania Marzeya, Ainli Ella Marzeya. I only know she used this Marzeya, which is a specific one type of tool. Minayin Rabos Hasol Vasirava Machava Machdeyafa Machtev. How do I know that you could use all of these? Right, remember when we had this a little while ago? Talking about the size of the hole in the ear for a mum. So we spoke about even a needle is here. We spoke about could a Kohen become an Evan Nirza. So how do you know you could use all of these? Tamalomar Velakachta Larabos called Dover Shenilkach Biyad. Any tool that you could pick up and make a hole, that's good. Divrei, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Omer, Marzeya. Ma Marzeya miyuchad shel mateches. Of course, shel mateches. It has to be metal. V'yamrina, b'maika miflagi. And we say, what's the nekudas of machlokes? Rebbe Darish, klal u'prati. Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, Darish, ribo miute. Rebbe Darish is klal u'prat. Right? And therefore, as we saw earlier, klal u'prat always includes less. So how could Rebbe here, Darsha Rebbe Umiye, to include everything except for Shtaris, and over there he only includes metal kelim? So Gemara answers, B'machalik, in. B'alma Rebbe, Klal Uprati Darsh. Really, Klal Uprat is the rule. Right? And that over there, that's what Rebbe usually darshins. The Hacha, but over here by Pejana Ben, it's a little different. Why does he darshin Reba Umiye? Because it's not a normal Klal Uprat. It doesn't say klal, uprat, uklal, it's klal, klal next to each other. So that's a little more tricky, whether you darshan that. Kedetana, devei Rabbi Shmuel, like Rabbi Shmuel said in a third context, by kosher fish. Detana, devei Rabbi Shmuel, bamayim, bamayim, shtei pa'amim, ein ze klal uprat, el ribi umiyet. Right, because that doesn't have the normal structure, as Rashi says. Right, wherever you have two klalos, zu eitzel zu, right, so then maybe you don't put it in between. V'rabbanan amri kedamrinim marav, akomakam shem demotzing shal klalos, esbukham zelazeh, hatel prap eneyem, but don't have klalo prat. It's okay. So that's why Rebbe wouldn't hold of it here. But again, this is the third context. So we know that the rule over there by kosher fish, the Torah is describing, is that fins and scales. Fins and scales is what is needed. So interesting discussions. First of all, there's a question in the modern postkim, if one could develop a fish without fins and scales, but from the source is all kosher, so would that be a kosher fish? Does a kosher fish need fins and scales as ingredients of kashrus, or are those what we call just reflections of kashrus? Siman or siba. There's a line of the Ritva in Maseches Nida that discusses this. But we're familiar because we remember. We remember back in the first parak. What's the rule? Hayosim and atar atar. Hayosim and atame tame. Right? Anything that comes out of something kosher is kosher. And the opposite, right? We're reviewing all of the first parak today. Hey, I'm a base. Right? The Mishnah says, Shayosim and atame tame, vayosim and atar atar. So, if I take DNA or whatever it is and I'm able to, engineer a fish that does not have fins and scales, but it all came from kosher sources, so would that be kosher? That's a discussion. But again, siman or siba, that is the question by the fish. And they discuss also, there's a Zohar, I think it is, that says, in the Sefer, Or Yikaros, quotes a medrash, I'm not sure where the medrash is, I'll have to look for it. Lama nikra shmo chazir. Why is a pig called a chazir? She'asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahachziro liYisrael l'tera harishon. Because the pig is going to be kosher in the future. I'm not sure how many people are so interested in that, but that's why he's called a chazir. L'asid lavo, quotes from the Arachayim HaKadosh in Shmini. T'nayu b'davar, she'achazir asar b'achila kozban she'i geira lo yigar. Ava l'asid lavo, yala achazir geira. The chazir will start chewing its cud. The yachzar lios muter b'achila kefisha yamuter lefnei matan Torah. V'lo yishar b'lo geira v'yei muter ki yatorah lo tishtana. The rules of the Torah aren't going to change, obviously. The realities might change, but the rules of the Torah won't change. Rabbeinu Bachai there in Shmini says, come on. Eina kavana sha'achazir yei muter b'achila mamish u'be'emes yisha'eri b'yisuro lo'olam. Evel ha'kavana al koach haruchani. Shehu miyatz meitzar li Yisrael. What does chazir mean? It means Romi. It means Esav. Right? That's what it means that they're going to become better. L'asin lavo yasa shalom imanu v'yismach v'Yisrael. Hakavana al edom shenimshal l'chazir, as we know from the Medrash. Okay, but that's a little discussion of that. But again, that's the fish. Also remember the Mishnah in Maseches Nida. The Mishnah that said that really every, right, fins and scales, really, what do you really have to check for? So the Mishnah says that every fish that has scales really has fins too. If it has fins, it might not have scales. But if it has scales, then there's no fish, says the Mishnah, that has scales that don't have fins. As long as you check for scales, then you're good. Then you don't need to check for fins. So why does the Torah have to write fins? Lahagdil Torah lahadir. That's what the Gemara says. That's unusual. Right, we know the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Dafayin Aleph, that there are three mitzvahs that never took place. Okay, so that's there for us to study, because it's also part of the Dvar Hashem, and we need the complete picture. But here, what do we need this for? It's totally extra. This isn't a separate mitzvah. This is a detail in the reality that you don't have to check for. L'hagdol Torah l'hadir. So the Bali Musa, the Yagdol Torah, quotes the message of scales are meant to protect the fish. Fins help the fish move, help the fish swim. Life is not just about protecting yourself, it's about always moving forward and always going ahead. And that's l'hagdol Torah l'hadir. Right, we have to be fin Jews, not just scale Jews. We have to have scales, obviously. We have to have our own protection. But, you know, snapir is where we move with. Kaskesis protects us, but the snapir is what we move with, and that's lahagdol Torah ulahadir, to teach us that message. Amazing. Okay, let's continue last line. V'lo bekdeshos. You also can't be poda with hektish. If you have hektish, you can't give that to the Kohen. So the Gemara says, isn't that obvious? It's not yours. Pshita, la'avidei ninu. Hektish is not yours. Why would I think that you can redeem with it? Ema, velo hektishos b'chalelu. You're right. It doesn't mean that. It means that you can't use any of these to be poda hektish either. Right? Rashi adds in the word, velo hektishos niftin b'chalelu. Right? So really, it's not on the list, and that's why we saw the Shulchan Aruch before, quotes the three, and not the fourth. Kazal the Kohen, Shuchayav lo chamesh aslam, chayav litin lo, v'chulu, omar ula, dvar Torah, b'no padu l'kishiyitin. As we said, really, on a Torah level, if he says he gives the Kohen an IOU, and then when he gives that money, so why is that any worse than stop giving the money? When I pay you, I say I'm going to give you next week, and I give you next week, why is that bad? Right, so on a Torah level, it's not. Right, dvar Torah, b'no padu l'kishiyitin. My time at aim b'no padu, gzeira shem yomer potin b'shtar. Because people might think that really the shtar really is the what affected the pidyon. And this is just what you owe. But really the shtar was what, so you know what you have to do? You have to give an extra. So everybody knows. Give an extra that it wasn't b'shtar. Tani Tanakam Eid Rav Nachman, b'no padui l'kishiyitain. There was a brisa that in front of Rav Nachman that read that it does work. Amalei Rav Nachman, zu divre Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda stimta. V'yarmi la zu divre Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon stimta. Avachachamim omrim, ain b'no padui. The hilchasa, ain b'no padui. Right? That's not the halacha. We paskin that ain b'no padui. Period. Lefichah, Rabbi Zagwin, Litele Matana Rashoi, Tanina Ladetana Rabbanan, Nosnu, La'asar Konim Basachas, Yotza. Bezeachar Ze, Yotza. What if I give it to 10 Konim? Meaning, I take the hay slime, there are 10 Konim sitting at a shear, I put it on the table, I'm like, here's 5 slime. I give it, you can split it up. That works. That works. Yotza. Bezeachar Ze, Yotza is our Girsa. Bezeachar Ze is Yotza. What does that mean? Bezeachar Ze. So Rashi, the Girsa that we have, Bezeachar Ze, Ula Kohen Acher. On the side it has Ula Kohen Echad. Right? Can I split up the 5 slime into, I give 1 Sela to each Kohen? 2 days in Rashi. 2 Girsos. Right, Bezeachar Ze, one after another, do I give it to 1 Kohen? Mashma, do I give it to 5 Kohenim is not good? Or no, I give it to 5 Kohenim, like we said before, by the Katan and the Xos. So our gear says Yotza, but again, it depends how many Kohenim. What is the Ramam? Again, this is a Machlokas. Machlokas in the Rishonim. The Ramam says, the Ramam and Tosfos, say it's okay, right? Tosfos we had earlier. Tosfos Mem Ches Amabes, top Tosfos. Tosfos says, Avishi Yochal Shalim Masara Kohenim, Bezeachar Ze. Tosfos says the favorite. Top Tosfos Mem Chesam Abeis. And the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Zion. The Shulchan Aruch says, let's say you want to split it up. You feel bad because you have a lot of Kohanim that are very close to you. So, you know, can you? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Nathan Chame Islam Afilu La Sara Kohanim. Bein Bebazachas Bein Bezeachar Ze Bino Padui. Bino Padui. You want to split it up. It would work. The Pische Tshuva discusses from the Chachmas Adam. After Milashan and Gemara Baposkim, Shekosvu Yatsa, Mashma, Delachat Chila, Lo Yasa Kane, Nira Delav Dafkehu, Delo Ye Elashar Matnas Kahuna. Right? Why is it any worse than other Matnas Kahuna where you can give to 5 different Kohanim? The Chulu, and it continues, so it could even be Lachat Chila. Yayin, Tshuva's Chasam Sofer, The ein yachol lechadchila lechalik chamish lom l'shnei kohanim. The kol shenitna botor shir im mechalko havi lechatzi shir, says the Chassam Sofer. Better to give it to one kohen, because if you split it up, it's chatzi shir. Avagav to be the eved yosi adei tziruf, because makom mitzvah min amufchar lechol hashir bivasachas. O litein shir nesinasa bivasachas. That he quotes from the Chassam Sofer. And the Pesach Yeshua says, Lo yadati ma yane b'had esimin samachalof anal. The word denk pederak v'thei nesina v'lo bashir. Right, look at samachalof. I think that's the role of l'chaim and l'keva. Okay. So that's 2 days in Rashi. Vaiter, natzlo v'echziro lo yatza. What if the Kohen took it, and then afterwards he gave it back? Is he allowed to give it back? So natzlo v'echziro lo yatza, it also works. V'kach hayim in hagal shrebi tarfan. Rabbi Tarfan was a Kohen. That was the Negev Rabbi Tarfon. Shaya no tell umachzir. Ukshamu chachamim medavar. When the chachamim heard about it, amru kiyem ze halacha zu. They said, ah, he was makayim this halacha. Halacha zu besu lo, ema kiyem ze af halacha zu. Even this halacha, that you'd be able to give it back. Rabbi Chanina, who was also a kohen, Rashi tells us, havi rogav v'shaka mahadir, he also used to take and give back. Chaz yedahu gavra, tavi ko'ozav asi kameh. So he once got it, and then he saw the one who gave it to him was always hanging out near him, as if he's waiting to get it back. Waiting to get it back. Amar lei lo gamers v'yahavis. What I see from your das that you probably didn't even give it with a full heart, because you're like hanging around, you're waiting for it to get back, so you probably assume that you're going to get it back, so you didn't even give it. Midam bish. It's a bad thing. Midam bish. It's a bad thing. Rashi. Midam bish avadit. Dava ra asisa. Hilkach ein bin chapadui imachziram. Right, I can't give it back to you now, because then that would, because you didn't have that in mind. Or Rashi is lashon acher, afilu lo achziram ein bin chapadui. 2 days, right? Even now, or no, as long as I don't give it back, it's okay. Also 2 days, Rashi, how bad it was, right? Machlokes about the pshat of the story. Hilkach, and also here, girsa issues. We have ein bino padui, right? The ben is not nifteh, right? Or ein bincha padui. Again, is that only if he would give it back, or even if he doesn't give it back? Again, different pshatim of the story. So this idea of giving it back is discussed. Tosfos, the second half of Tosfos here in Tosfos Hilkach, Tosfos asks, "Ksas tema kiven shayi Rabbi Tarfon Rabbi Chanina machzirin kol shah nimtzu mashchisim bris halevi sheyafsidu sharkonim shlo yinu alalahem b'neishim regilim lahachzir." Isn't it bad for other kohanim if they always gave it back because they didn't need the money? So everybody's going to want to use them for pigeon on Ben, and no other coin is going to be used. It's not fair. So Tosfos has two answers. Tosfos says either ein anosin yodea, the nosin, they gave it back, but it's not like everybody knew that they gave it back. And maybe they didn't give it back right away, a couple years later. So that wasn't a problem for other Kohanim. And number two, Shema Yishlo Loi Machzirim Elo La'aniim, V'lo La'osam Shayadom Alhem La'ashirim. Or maybe they only gave it back to the poor, to people who they assume would need it, and not to those who wouldn't. If you look in Reb Yaakov Emdin in the Sheilas Yavetz has some very controversial, I should say, or you know, tshuvas that many argue on. Right? He has the Pileges Shuva, he has a abortion Shuva. But here, by Pidgin Aben, he says, Reisi Lahazkir, Aleph Kufnan Hei. Lahazkir Binyan Mashinogim Harbi Kohanim Lachzir Apidyon Shanachunu Be'enai. It's good for the Kohanim to give it back. V'tova Yashal and Ogin Tamid. Why? Because who knows if they're really Kohanim? Wow. Who knows if they're really Kohanim? Aval Bakoni Chazaka Ba'alma Kia Idna, Avagav de Lochumra Azlinan Bu Kohomiliu Parkinan Bikuri Mal Yadayu, Mishum de Loefsher Bachrini. Wait, do we have any better ones? Miyula Hakelo, Tahaina Lahoti Mamona Avmi Safek. Ukimat Sha'ani Omer, de Medina Trichan Lahachzir. They have to give it back. Ulafachos Kal Kohen Yahush Lapso Lefrosh Mi Safek Gezel Shema Ino Kohen. Wow. The Gam Nirali. They quote this from the Grah. Every time he made a Kohen, he gave him Pidyon Ben. Right? So the Sheilas Yavetz says, yeah, that's what you should do. Because maybe all the other Kohenim I gave up till now, we're not Kohenim. Dilma Misrami Le Kohen Miyuchas Vadai. Dugma V'Zeichel Adavar Chalitza Psula Tzvichal Achshar Kol Ha'achin. Okay. Omehai Taima Nami Ben HaKohenes V'Leviyah Yish Leptoso Achshar Misafek. Right? If you're a maybe what if you're a ben, if you're a Kohen, you redeem yourself. Just in case you're not a Kohen. Okay, maybe you shouldn't. That's a little too far, because then you'd be mekel by the other halachas of Kohanim. And all the achronim say chas, chas v'shalom. Kohanim, I mean, they say the story of the Gra. But how can you say that? Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva. Did I bring it? Yeah. Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva. He discusses about giving it back. He says you can give it back. But he says at the end, "Va'inchelas yavetz." He just quotes in the brackets at the end of the tshuva. "Aichelas yavetz chelagalsim kufin hey veinu nirali." That's it. He says I don't agree to that. But he quotes just earlier in that tshuva. Bismanenu, this is Yaradeya Reish Tzadi Aleph. Bismanenu shiragilu lahader achar koanim ashirim shiragilu lahachzer kulo amiksaso aval enu barur shiachzer b'chol pam va'kolafia inyan v'hazman. Right? You have to just make sure that the father is giving it b'chol leiv. And he's not doing it just to get it back. Because he's not doing that. If it's a matana manasla hachsir, that's okay. Right? That's the Mishnah Gemara in Kiddushin. But if he doesn't even give it as a matana manasla hachsir, he knows it's not really, right? If somebody thinks when they sell the chametz, somebody thinks it's not a real kinyan, that's a problem. It has to be a full-fledged kinyan. The Chashuk Echemin here discusses, there was a case where, in town, everybody gave a certain amount of money for the Rav to be Masada Kedushin. In all the different towns, all the Rabbanim. There was one Rav that said, I don't need the money, I'm doing it for free. Is he allowed to do that? Because he's going to cause a loss to all the other Rabbanim in this case. Like Tosus's issue. If these rabbis take it for free and then give it back, then that's going to cause a loss. So he goes through the various details and he says, Nachinami, the Rav cannot not take the money. You want to take it and then give it to Tzedaka, that's your issue. But you cannot take the money because that's causing a loss. It's causing a loss to the other Kohanim involved. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara. Hamafrish pinyon b'dova avad achar bach reyuso. Somebody is mafrish and it gets lost. Your chai bach raya, still the Kohen gets it. Minala, namar v'shumin lakish, asi erech me arachin, tzikzera shava. Just like by arachin, until I give it. I'm chayav achrayis. Amar Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yonasan, v'chol b'char banecha tifteh v'lo yero fanai reikam. V'yalev reikam reikam me'olas re'iyah. Ma'olas re'iyah chayav achrayis. So apidin ben chayav achrayis. So two different psukim quoted in the Gemara. Ask the Gemara the simple question. Maskav Rav Papa, kra l'kra? The Mishnah quoted a pasuk. The Mishnah quoted a pasuk. So what do you need two extra psukim for? Right, the Mishnah quoted on Amman Aleph. The Mishnah said, ha'yilach ufado tifteh. So the Gemara answers, okay, you're right. El Amra Papa had the Kidiktani Taima. Yielach Uachpato Tifteh. You're right. The Mishnah, is the Yerchai Bachrayas, that's based on the word, the Psukim of the Mishnah. V'chiyitma Dereish Lakesh HaReish Itmar. The Psukim that are mentioned here are back on an earlier Alacha that we had in previous Mishnahs. Meis Lachar Shloshim Yom. Ava Bishalom Nasan Yitain. If the baby, the Bechor, died after 30 days, then there's still a mitzvah pidyon haben. We had a safek when they say shachianu in the Tosus. Minalon, that's where we have the psukim. Amar Rishu ben Lakish, Asi Erech Me'arachin, Rav Dimi Amar Bionason, V'chol B'char Banecha Tifteh. V'lo Yiro Fanai Rekam, Al Halan Yorshin Chayavin, Afkan Yorshin Chayavin. So that's why these psukim are based for the basis for a different halacha. The first part of that Tosus, I just didn't mention before, the first part of that Tosus Hilchah also is important. Tema. Why is Ein Beno Padui in this case where the guy was walking around back and forth? Ma'ishtami Matana Manasla Hachsir. That works. V'yesh Lomar, Dahachar, Rechanina Lohaya wrote to Lazakos, Elev Matana Gemura. You saw Rechanina wanted to get a full Matana, not Manasla Hachsir, and therefore, that's why it was different in that case. Again, there's a lot more. I saw just the Panim Yafas. The Baal HaFloy in Bamidbar discusses exactly how the Pidyon Bechorim worked in Sefer Bamidbar, about what they used to use, and, they didn't just collect all the money, they did one by one. One by one. Why is that different than our case? You put the Pidyon Ben in front of a bunch of Kohanim and let them all take it. So he discusses that, how does this work, halachically, in that story. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Okay, the next 2 days will be put up, and then we'll, Shabbos and Yantif, and then we'll, pick up. Again, today's, Shir was, again, this month's Shirim are sponsored, Lila Nishmas, Mr. Leo Schachter, Yitzchak Arye ben Menachem Mendel, sponsored by his grandchildren, great-grandchildren, the Austin, Tannenbaum, Braun, Leichtung, and Greenberg families. Okay, we'll stop.